Gradually, I discovered that my ability to heal my patients had greatly expanded, not just with phobias and anxieties, but especially in death and dying or grief counseling. I intuitively knew what was wrong and what action to take in therapy. I was able to convey feelings of peacefulness, calm, and hope. After Minette's death, many others who were either dying or who were the survivors of a loved one's death came for help. Many were not ready to know about Catherine or the literature about life after death. But even without imparting such specific knowledge, I felt that I could still deliver the message, a tone of voice, an empathic understanding of the process and of their fears and feelings, a look, a touch, a word, all could get through at some level and touch a chord of hope, of forgotten spirituality, of shared humanity, or even more. And for those ready for more, to suggest readings and to share my experiences with Catherine and others was like opening a window to a fresh breeze. The ones who were ready were revived. They gained insights even more rapidly. I believe strongly that therapists must have open minds. Just as more scientific work is necessary to document death and dying experiences, such as Catherine's, so is more experiential work necessary in the field. Therapists need to consider the possibility of life after death and integrate it into their counseling. They do not have to use hypnotic regressions, but they should keep their minds open, share their knowledge with their patients, and not discount their patients' experiences. People are now devastated by threats to their mortality, the plague of AIDS, nuclear holocaust, terrorism, disease, and many other catastrophes hang over our heads and torture us daily. Many teenagers believe that they won't live past their 20s. This is incredible, reflecting the tremendous stresses in our society. On the individual level, Minette's reaction to Catherine's messages is encouraging. Her spirit had strengthened, and she had felt hope in the face of great physical pain and bodily deterioration. But the messages are for all of us, not just the dying. There is hope for us, too. We need more clinicians and scientists to report on other Catherines to confirm and expand her messages. The answers are there. We are immortal. We will always be together.